I'm the pastor of Otterbein United Methodist Church. I have with me today our media specialist.
Hi, Jason Burgess.
And we want to talk and we want to listen. Our faith is seen and understood in many topics. We're glad you've tuned in today to Hey Hey, anybody listening?
Hi, we're at Otterbein United Methodist
Church.
Yes, church. Thank you, Marcy. It's our Attic Treasures Day, and Attic Treasures is a sort of rummage sale of, how would you describe
somebody else's treasure.
Somebody else's treasures. We thought we would come here today and interview some of the people who come in to purchase items. I have here with me Marcy. Marcy, I understand you're a regular here. How long have you been coming to this?
I had stopped and I came back, and my brother was a member here, so I came back again to support him. I know he would like for me to do this.
Marcy, what's the, most memorable thing you brought home from this place?
Ooh, a lot of goodies. A lot of good goodies. A lot of nice things.
Yeah, there's...
And I brought some people with me that like things, too. Yep.
I know I got something today already. Did you purchase anything today?
Yeah, I purchased a basket.
Mm-hmm.
And I purchased, I look around yet and see I can purchase something else, but I can only do so much today.
Sure.
Because I have to do a college fund for two college.
Oh, well, that's nice. Grandchildren or?
No, in the church.
In the church. Excellent. Well, that's very, it makes you feel good, I'd say.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, is there anything you'd like to say about just about the organization here? And
that's a blessing they give. They're nice people, and I love the minister. And every time I come in here, they make me feel good because they love my brother, and I love them.
Oh, I'm sure they love you too. So, I know I just met you right now, but seem like a very lovable person, I would say.
I come from a lovable family. Sure, people of prayer, people of love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come enjoy. Come to the Alvine Church on Queen Street. Come every second Saturday, and you'll see what you can find, and you'll find some goodies in Otterbein treasure.
Awesome. I think we'll make a commercial out of that. Thanks, Marcy.
Okay, I'll see ya.
Hi, I'm here with Ruth. I understand you know where all this money goes, and... I guess you're, I don't know, tell us a little bit about what you do.
All right, everything that comes in is donated,
mm-hmm.
and everything that we sell, the money goes to charity.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the items here, we helped two families that were settling in our neighborhood, mm-hmm. and we gave them whatever they needed, like household items and
sure.
things like that. But for the most part, the money goes to United Methodist Women's projects around the country and around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have given to other groups in town. And we sponsor a couple of families at Christmas time. We do in-gathering. Some money that we make from here goes to in-gathering, which helps with clothing for needy
okay.
families. We've mm-hmm. donated to the food bank. We've donated to other women's organizations, women's shelter, and other women's organizations in town.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people know of other funds, like we donated for wells for the Indian reservations so they could dig wells.
Sure.
So we've donated to UMCOR, which is for relief and disasters. We also have done for hurricanes and for other things. We vote on it when we get together in United Methodist Women and decide on where the extra money is going to go. But the majority of it goes to the Women in Faith organization, and that all goes to women and children's projects.
Nice. Well, thanks, Ruth. it's good to know where all the good work goes. So,
thank you.
Denise and Judy are here with us. They are shoppers here, regular shoppers at Attic Treasures. What's your best purchase that you had here? Do you...
Well, I think for me was I got this one antique thing for my husband, and it was a decent price for like $5 for it. And normally, it would probably be a lot more.
He enjoyed it when you brought it home.
Yeah, he was happy for it. So.
Well, I always look for birdhouses when I come here, and there's just very unique things tucked away. You can't just walk through. You have to slowly browse.
You really have to have a good eye for it.
You can't just go like look and have a list and go look. You have to kind of come look through everything.
Look through each room. Take your time. And the girls are so nice. They'll climb up on a ladder and get something you want. They're
accommodating very service.
Oh yes, indeed. It couldn't be better.
And you can always bring your stuff back, and then your hands are empty and can get more.
I see they got lots of boxes here, and they'll help you carry stuff out to the car. So
they have it very well organized.
How long have you guys been coming here?
I would say over at least 6 years.
Even 10 years. Wow. I'm trying to think how I even came to know about this.
The meal downstairs.
That's
they used
it.
To have a meal
That's
downstairs
it.
That we, before several years ago when we had we eat downstairs, and like, did you know we have an Attic Treasures? We're like, no.
COVID took that away.
Yeah, I know. I hope that we get to making some more meals here at some point.
Was really nice. We
you can
always
interact
enjoyed
with
it.
The neighborhood, the community, and it was just nice.
You guys live nearby here?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, well.
So that makes it very convenient.
Sure.
And I always tell my friends when I'm coming, I said, now, you know, this Saturday is the Attic. You know, so I try to spread the word, and you put it on Facebook, don't you?
Yeah, they have a website under Otterbein, and then I do share it so people know that it's here.
Well, make sure you let the ladies know that. Maybe you can get a discount on something good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. It was my 80th birthday. They made sure I got a special gift.
Oh,
it was very nice. Very nice.
And I just got, and we got married like about, we got married 4 years ago, and they gave me a gift for our wedding. So.
Well, it's a beautiful place. We got two beautiful guests here. Thank you guys for...
You're welcome. You're welcome. Anytime. We'll give you a good word about these ladies.
All right. See if you can get a discount for doing this, too. Enjoy, ladies.
Thank you.
Hi, Chris. You're from the neighborhood here.
Yep. I own Slugger's Pizzeria.
Oh, nice. I haven't been in there yet, but I mean, I'm from the other side of town, so
okay.
How it is.
I do.
But I am definitely going to check it out.
I hope you do.
Because I do work over here at the Y, and sometimes I go for lunch. So.
Well, then we're perfect.
Yes. I hear this is your first time in here.
Yeah. I've seen the sign many times, and I don't know why it took me so long to come down and check it out.
Sure. It's great to interact with your local community.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Certainly you are are part of that. So.
Yeah, I'm also an amateur record collector, so I'm always on the lookout for places that might have a few records.
Well, I don't want to tell you this story, but I work for the Fulton Theater. And And a couple weeks ago, I saw in their dumpster, somebody threw away a stack of like albums, popular albums too, from like mid 80s back to the early 70s. I really wanted to get stuff out of, go in and grab them, pull them out of there. I wish I would have done that
because
I would have handed them over to you.
Well, I would have bought them.
Well, I won't put that on there. That's just too sad story to tell.
It is.
Is there anything you want to say about, I don't know, just being part of the community?
I really don't have too much, but I mean, I love the neighborhood and I love being here and everybody's so friendly and it's definitely a nice place to have a business. And
sure.
Seems like a very nice area to have a family.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Chris, thanks for talking with us.
Absolutely. Yeah, I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Yep. So I have here with me Christina, another shopper.
Yeah.
Christina, how did you come across this treasure, shall
I say? I live in the neighborhood, and I don't know how I found out about it the first time, but we've been coming. My husband often comes with me. He didn't come today, but I've been coming every month that I can.
Uh-huh.
So,
Do you always go home with something?
Almost always.
Yeah.
Usually I go home with several somethings.
Yeah, of course. It gets it's a little infectious. Yeah.
It is.
Do you have like a favorite item that you've gotten here?
Oh my goodness. That's really hard to say. I don't know. I've gone home with the cutest little plastic hedgehog that you stick toothpicks in to make him have spikes.
Oh, nice.
Like a toothpick holder. That one's memorable. Mm-hmm. I've gone home with some really nice bags. I get a lot of craft supplies here because I'm a crafter and I'm always like, so I'm looking at all these things and I'm not seeing them necessarily for what they are, but what they could become.
Sure.
So I've gone home with all kinds of things. Right now, a big thing is puzzles because my in-laws love to do puzzles and there's a lot of good puzzles these last couple of months. And so I've been getting them. My husband and I put them together. Then we pass them on to the in-laws and then they pass them on. It's great.
I saw him carrying some new puzzles back in there. So,
I might have to go back after we're done with the interview.
I don't know, is there anything else you'd like to say about your experience here?
I have donated, I have shopped, and I will just keep doing both as long as I can. I'm really grateful for this right here in my neighborhood, and it's always an adventure. You never know what you're going to find.
All right. Well, thank you, Christine.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Jason.
I have here with me two of the backbone to this operation. I know you guys lift things and move them, right?
We do lift and move.
Yeah. Well, this is Pat and Linda. I don't know. Tell us a little bit about the process of getting this thing together, I guess.
Well, Attic Treasures has been around for years and years and years. We used to do a twice a year yard, and then a number of years ago, we started doing Attic Treasures every second Saturday. People bring things in. We get donations from all over the place. This month, we know three families that downsized. Mm-hmm. A family.
Yeah. We do that too.
We try to make it as easy as possible because the more things that go out, the more money comes in.
Of course.
And all the money goes to missions. Everybody who works is a volunteer. And all the money that we bring in goes to local or national missions. We focus on women and children because it's an effort by the Otterbeins, United Women in Faith. So that's who coordinates the whole thing.
I'm just curious if you have a most memorable sale or...
We had a gentleman that came in and he would... buy and buy and buy. And one time he lost his glasses and it took 45 minutes for us to find the glasses under a stacking bin.
Mm-hmm.
But he would come regularly and he'd shop pretty much and spend close to $100, which is hard to do at Attic Treasures.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Prices started like 10 cents.
Yeah.
So it's hard to get to $100, but he did that.
Yeah.
We do have some nice collectibles that are $10 or $20, but most of our prices are 10 cents, a quarter, a dollar. Mm-hmm. There was also another gentleman who came in. He had some mental health problems, but he had a budget, usually like $20, uh-huh. and he would stay for a couple of hours and shop until he spent his $20.
Wow.
Often, he would buy things to take to the day program. He would buy things to decorate the tables mm-hmm. at the mental health day program.
Oh,
so,
nice.
And that happens. We have a number of buyers who come mm-hmm. in to buy things and then donate. Their family buys things and sends them over to Haiti, I think.
Wow.
So they're helping by buying, and we give the mission, and then they give the stuff away to another mission. And it's just this circle of generosity that's great.
Mm-hmm. And we've also worked with the Church World Service and mm-hmm. yeah. Grace Lutheran. They've had families come in from overseas, and they're like, well, we need sheets. We need, you know, everything to set up a household. Yeah. So we've donated items to them.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, well, I guess it's far bigger mission than advertised, I would say.
Yes.
Mm. It's not your common thrift store.
No.
No.
I see you got lots of stuff here. What doesn't sell this week will still be out next month.
And plus a new set of donations that come in. We seem to have a regular flow of items coming in and going out.
Mm-hmm. Summer's a good time to clean out the garage, right?
Mm-hmm. It seems to be.
Or the attic, or the basement, or...
Well, thank you, ladies. Get back to work.
Okay, we will.
Yes, sir.
So glad you were with us today, and I hope you'll tune in again as we listen to one another.